When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and in today's episode... So, recently, I had a YouTube video go viral. I mean, dang, I was not expecting to... Originally, I posted this video on Instagram, and so to explain to you guys the video, so it's a video of a dog. Something was going on with the dog. I don't know exactly what. I'm hearing a lot of different things, so I really can't say... or give you guys an answer on what was wrong with the dog. But so anyways, dog is acting kind of weird. So I did a voiceover video to it, posted it on Instagram. Bunch of people liked it on there. Okay, cool. I'm gonna post the same video on YouTube. Posted it on YouTube. Yeah, it was kind of sitting for a few days and stuff. And then out of nowhere, this video started blowing up. I mean blowing up. Surpassed by my most viewed like regular YouTube video, because I uploaded it as a short. So it surpassed my regular like YouTube video, full length YouTube video. And then at some point in time, that video had reached past 1 million views. And I'm sitting down. I'm still kind of like flipping out about it. It's not like this is the first time I've had a video reach past 1 million views. But on YouTube, this is my first time having a video reach past 1 million views. And I'm like, wow. Like, that is some crazy stuff to just wake up one morning. And it's something that I've always imagined. I'm going to wake up and there's just going to be a video of mine just going viral. That's something that I genuinely think about. Probably because now I've spoken into existence, it might not happen as often. But I'm happy with this one time of it happening. I'm like, yeah, it's a blessing. It really is a blessing. But so... the thing is this, a lot of people like the video, all right, from both Instagram and YouTube. People have been cracking jokes, all that other stuff. Then you got the animal lovers where they're looking too deep into this video. And I get it. I understand. You know, there are animal lovers out there where it's like there's no problem with, you know, being a caring person towards animals and stuff. But the thing is this. You have to understand, because that's something that I made it clear in the, and it's something where I'm like, if people did research before they just jump out and, you know, just be like, oh, hey, like, let me just jump to conclusions and all that stuff. I'm like, people, please do research. Because if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen that I did a voiceover to the video. Even people on there, they were like confused by it. And it says at the bottom of the video when on Instagram that it'll let you know when you remixed a video. Meaning like when you add something, whether it's text, voiceover work, whatever it is. Instagram, like, it lets you know that. People on there, what's wrong with your dog? Take your dog to the vet and all this other stuff. And I'm like, bruh, it's not my dog. So I posted it on YouTube. It says in the title, not my dog. People are still like commenting underneath my videos talking about what's wrong with your dog. Even after leaving a comment saying, I said it, it's a voiceover video. It says voiceover in the title, and it says not my dog also in the title. People are still like, hey, what's wrong with your dog? And I'm like, y'all are, no, something's like wrong with you guys, because I'm like, that don't even make any sense. It says it in the title. I just said it myself. what more do you guys need to know about, like, this video? Because I'm saying it's just, it's some wild stuff, man. But the thing is this, though. People have been coming after me for that video because, yeah, there's people saying that the dog is, like, might have taken some drugs. Some people are saying that the dog might have a head injury. A lot of people are saying that the dog might have rabies. At the end of the day, I don't know. Because, for one, my thing is this. This is the internet. You got a lot of liars on the internet. So, it might just be a thing where it's like, oh, somebody just... Because that's something where I feel like people, they do that. They just see somebody else comment something. And they're all like, oh, let me comment that same thing. Oh, they're commenting it? Oh, now I gotta comment the same thing. Oh, now they're coming. Oh, now I gotta comment the same thing. So, yeah, that's why I'm like with the internet. I've been on the internet long enough to know, like... People don't think for themselves, and I think a lot of the times, like, it's just, you know, people just trying to follow with the trend and all that stuff, and I'm like, look, following the trend, I'm telling you, like, that, it ain't gonna lead you nowhere. So it's like, if you genuinely know some stuff, then okay, talk on it, but if not, then it's like, bruh, do not talk on it. But yeah, everybody's like trying to get on me, and then when I did say that, yeah, this is a voiceover, it's not my dog, now people are trying to get on me for doing the voiceover and all that stuff, and I'm like, where are you guys when people are using, like, other situations? Because I feel like I could crack a joke about anything else, and I should just put it to the test, like, just crack jokes about some dark stuff, and then go and just see how people react. And I guarantee and I promise you, I bet if I made a video cracking jokes about slavery, people wouldn't say nothing about it. I bet if I crack jokes about, let me see, of a goldfish, people probably wouldn't, they, well, no, it falls in that animal category, so they're probably animals. I just feel like, yeah, them animal lovers out there, they just be taking that stuff too seriously. And I'm like, look, people. Like, because that ain't no different. I remember when Grand Theft Auto 5 was coming out. And I think it was PETA where they were, like, trying to shut the game down. Or they were trying to do something to the game because you could kill animals in it. And I'm like, bro, this ain't the first time Rockstar Games did something that involved you killing animals. Did you guys not see Red Dead Redemption 1? Bro, do you know how many bears... cougars, I'm trying to think of some other animals I done killed in that game, probably not, yeah, birds, I'm saying, like, I done killed some animals in some games before. And my thing is this, when it comes to a video game, I'm like, yeah, if it's keeping it in there, then okay, cool. But it's like, yeah, killing an actual animal for sport, yeah, I'm not with that. That's something that I personally would not do. And then getting with this video, and I know people probably would ask that question, like, well, what would I do if that was my dog? Definitely would try to get my dog some help. But I'm like, my thing is this, getting on me, I'm just the guy doing the voiceover, get on the person that actually stood there and recorded the video, because if they would have never stood there and recorded that video, I would have never did a voiceover. I never would have had a video with over 1 million views. I'm not trying to, like, make myself out as the bad guy. So it's like, people are coming after me, but I'm like, fam, it ain't even my fault. I did a voiceover. That's it. That's as far as it should go. But it's like me going after, and it's like you would think that people would look at it as opportunity. It's like, okay, let's try to find where the original video came from. You know, so let's start with his Instagram. Let's see where we could go from there. I'm saying, it's like, you guys can be investigators with anything else, but it's like, when it comes to that video, all you guys just want to do is just argue in my comment sections. And I'm like, that's something where I'm like, nah, bruh, I just think that that's silly. I think it's silly where it's like, fam, I'm not trying to do a video to upset people, but it's like, people are making it out that way. They're making it seem like that, oh, I'm doing this video to upset people. I'm doing this video because I'm careless and all this other stuff. And I'm like, if that would have been me, if I would have been in that situation, first thing I wouldn't have done is pull my phone out and start recording. Like I said, I would have tried to help out my dog. All right, so that's something where I'm like, yeah, I got a little bit of animal love in me, but it's like, at the same time, and what's crazy, it's like, okay, so, like, yeah, let's say it is a situation where the dog got rabies. So it's like, I do a voiceover video to it, and it's a problem. Stephen King can literally make millions off of a movie called Cujo about a dog getting rabies. And that's the thing about it, because I know people have probably mentioned that, and they'll be like, well, that movie is fictional. Yeah, but it's not like, oh, it's only fictional for a dog to get rabies in movies. Dogs can get rabies in real life. I proved it with the video that I just recently posted. If the dog does got rabies, but if it does it, then yeah, then you know. But no, let's just talk on this rabies talk real quick. Let's just talk on that, because Yeah, it's like Stephen King, and I'm not trying to throw his movie under the bus. Matter of fact, Cujo, it's actually a solid movie. It's a good movie. You know, that's a movie I still watch to this day. But my thing is this, though. He can make money off of that movie. My thing is this. I barely made anything off of that video. I'm like, and so however people want to look at my video, it's like, it's really up to you at the end of the day. I see it more so as an opportunity. It's like, okay, even though I'm adding some sort of comedy to this video, at the same time, people can look at it as like, oh, if this is what rabies look like on a dog, then I know to prepare myself if I ever see a dog with rabies. I'm not saying that my video is going to be informational and it's going to teach you some stuff, but at the same time, it just might. So that's why I'm like, yeah, people, instead of looking at it as a negative thing, I'm like, my thing is this, you ain't got to look at it as a positive thing, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, fam, don't be negative in my comment sections. You know, it's like, it's something where I'm like, look, if you ain't got nothing positive to say, then it's like, bro, take that elsewhere. I'm not trying to be arguing with people on the internet no more. Them days is over with. That's why I'm like, with this video, just because of how viral it went, I have even bothered to take the time to look at the comments. I was like, no, I'm not even going to put myself through that stress and drama and stuff, because it's too much. It's just way too much, bro. And I'm like, bro, I'm saying this video currently, I think it's at like 1.7 million views. I think when I last checked, let's just see where it's at now. 1.8 million views. It was at 1.7 before I did this video. 1.8 million now. Then there was another video. Let's just throw in an honorable mention. Then there was another video that I uploaded 2 days before, where, because I uploaded this video on the 12th of this month. Then I uploaded another video on the 10th of this month. That video got over 200,000. So all within a few days, I've gained 2 million views, bruh. 2 million views. Now, in the other video, yeah, that other video, it's like some, like, animated video and stuff, but even people in there, they're trying to, like, turn it into something that it's not, and I'm like, man, look, I'm gonna say this right now, like, you know, with just videos, it's like, people, there are actual stuff in this world that we should be focused on. You know, we should be focused on the wars that's going on in this world. We should be focused on the racism that's going on in this world. I actually had somebody be racist to me in the comment sections of the dog video. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that gonna make you, like, your argument or anything any better? You just flat out called me the N-word. No. They didn't call me this. So they called me a ninja, but they was all like, and if you know what I mean by ninja, then there you go. They said something stupid like that. I'm all like, man, people are ignorant when it comes to the internet. I'm like, y'all, you guys seriously do not got no sort of, like, home training whatsoever. Your brain gets on the internet and you guys just don't know how to act. But yeah, it's like, I saw that, and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm supposed to reason with you guys, and there's people being racist to me in my comment sections, but I'm supposed to reason with that, because y'all are animal lovers. My thing is this, there's wars going on in this world, there's racism going on in this world, there's people that's actually, they are being abusive towards animals. What are some other things? You mean to tell me what's crazy is that there's people that can crack jokes about George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor. I'm trying to think of some, you know, when people were getting attacked by Asians, they could get crack jokes about that. I'm trying to think of some other stuff. Yeah, there's just all these 9/11 jokes. I'm telling you, like, throughout the years of me being on the internet, the amount of jokes that I've seen where it involves some, like, real life stuff, I'm like, dang, people really just don't care, you know. And I'm not trying to put myself in that mix, like, I do care, but, and it's, yeah, and it's stuff like that where I'm all like, you know, there's just some, like, there's some jokes that I will crack, and then there's some jokes that I won't crack, you know. But I'm saying, that's like, I feel like with this particular video, where a lot of stuff is being said, but we don't have, like, no actual factuals to say about this video, fam, leave it alone, let it go, you know, go find something out there where it is actually talking on some stuff, and it's like, yeah, defend that, argue with that, talk about that. But I'm like, bro, I'm over here doing a voiceover, I'm like, I'm saying it's something where I'm like, I feel that I done did videos a little bit more serious than that, where it deserved a conversation, but it didn't, and so it was just left alone. But it's like, all of a sudden, this video, everybody got to talk about it. I'm like, look, bro, you know, if the video upset you that much, you don't have to watch it. You do not have to watch that video at all. And I feel like there's people that's probably coming back, watching that video, getting mad all over again. I'm like, you're going out of your way of making yourself upset. Why? For what reason? I'm saying that's something where I'm like, no, I'm not trying to hear nothing about no invalid arguments, because I feel that some people will probably hear this and they like want to turn it into, no. It's not being turned into nothing. If you got a problem with my video, that is you. That is with you. You got to handle that. You got to fix that. It's like, and overall, the way of fixing that is letting it go. But if you're going to allow it to upset you that much, then I'm like, fam, you don't need to be on the internet. Because I'm saying, besides this video, there's going to be a lot of things that you see that's going to upset you. And you're not going to like, it's going to be 100 times worse than the video that I posted. So I'm saying, it's like, people, at times, you gotta let stuff go. You gotta let stuff, you ain't gotta like the video, but it's like, over here leaving comments and getting mad about stuff, I'm like, man, get out of here with that. Ain't nobody trying to see all that. So anyways, but to those that have been supporting the video, supporting the channel, you know, all that stuff, I do appreciate it. Thank you. And yeah, stay tuned for some more voiceovers. Stay tuned for some more videos. I appreciate it to each and every one of you guys that have been showing support and love. But yeah, in the meantime, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like, subscribe if viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.